But I'm going to close with a little story that I want to tell you. There was this addict, and he was suffering from this disease, horrible. His life was falling apart, and it was that hopelessness and that desperation that we've all felt. You know, almost like dragons snapping at our ass. We're dying and we don't know what to do and what to turn, and the frustration, and we just want to be helped. And there was this addict who happened to fall down into this manhole cover in the street because it was uncovered. And he was screaming, "Help me, help me. Save me from this desperation, this hopelessness, this addiction is killing me." And a preacher was walking down the street and heard him. And he looked down that manhole cover and he said, "Who's down there?" He said, "It's me, addict. And I'm dying of the disease and I need help." And the minister got down on his knees and prayed over him and said, "Son, you'll be okay. God will take care of you." And he walked away. And the addict was still in that thing and he kept saying, "God, help me, somebody help me. I'm dying from this disease and I don't know what to do." And a doctor, a psychiatrist, walked by and he said, "What's going on down there?" The voice said, "It's me, Joe Attic, and I'm dying of the disease of addiction and desperation and everything." He said, "Oh, no problem." He said, "I'll write you out a prescription for Valium and Oxycontin. Everything will be okay." And he left. And the addict was even in more desperation. And then there was this little Scotsman from Glassboro. His name was Jimmy Kay. This is the man who founded this fellowship. He moved from Glasgow to Philadelphia, was a heroin addict, moved to California, got clean in AA. And Jimmy walked down the street and he heard this addict. And he said, "What's going on?" Addict said, "I'm dying from the disease of addiction. I don't know what to do. Help me." And Jimmy jumped in that hole. The addict said, "Are you crazy, man? There's no escape." Jimmy said, "I've been there. I know the way out. Thanks for letting me share."